This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is 7 after the hour, and it is Wednesday, the 22nd of September. Later today, I think, what is it, 3-something Eastern time, officially it becomes, I don't know if he figures this out, it officially becomes fall. Tomorrow is the first full day of fall, the equinox, and Mercury goes retrograde next week. Isn't that something? Well, I'll be excited about that.
I feel like it's already sort of headed in that direction. Everything that I have around me has been breaking.
Nothing works.
Dropping stuff. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Right. Lovely. The two ladies who are here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, have a knack for making people feel special and important and like you matter, because you do. So I thank them and Jay, who's not with us today, but we're sending good thoughts to her because her husband has COVID, and it's a nightmare trying to deal with that, as you can imagine. Speaking of nightmares, this Gabby Patino thing is confounded.
Patino.
What'd I say?
Patino.
What, did Patino. I say Patino? What'd
yeah,
I say?
Tito. It doesn't Tito. Matter. It's Gabby Patino. Yeah.
Okay, Patino. Anyway. So the autopsy results suggest that she was abused. What did this guy? Well, both of them are dead.
It was homicide.
So how are you gonna,
no, it was homicide. No, yeah, and not both of them are dead. So
I thought he was dead.
No, he's missing.
Oh,
but he came home and like lived normal life. His neighbors say that when he came home, he hitchhiked first of all back. He then gets home. He starts mowing his lawn. He's taking bike rides with his mother. They don't tell Gabby's parents that he's home. He just kind of comes home. He doesn't say anything about not taking Gabby with him. The parents can't find Gabby, and so they file a missing persons report. Realize this guy is back home. And then a few days ago, he went missing. He took his car over to this, like, wildlife preserve area that is mostly water. It's very swampy in Florida, a lot of alligators, a lot of swampland in this area. He parks his car. He's allegedly going for a hike, and no one ever saw him again. So people don't know if he is dead, if he's disappeared. There have been sightings of him all over in the panhandle even. There was a credible one, but they don't know if he's alive, if he's dead. They're back combing this area again today to try to see if they can figure out where he went. The parents, and this is what's weird, the parents of Brian Laundrie, when they realize he's not coming back from this area, go and pick up his Mustang that he left over there and bring it back home. The FBI's been into their house, taken the Mustang, looking for laptops, but the autopsy revealed that it was Gabby Patino yesterday when they completed it, and they released that it was a homicide, but they haven't said under what circumstances. So
what do you think?
Oh, I think, I mean, he absolutely killed her. I don't think there's,
yeah,
and you know, there's a,
how
why
else are
would
you not worry
missing?
About your fiance?
Why would
missing?
You not go? Yeah, why would you not cooperate? Why would everybody lawyer up? I mean, something happened. Now there were, and don't forget the story from the days before she disappeared or died. People saw them on the side of the road. He was slapping her, beating her up. Yeah. The Moab police came and separated them. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird. I actually, because she's a YouTuber. She was a blog, like a blogger, and she would really, like, both of them were super environmentalists, like way off. And they put everything into one van, and they wanted to go and see the world and leave. And all they would do would eat fruit because they didn't want to leave behind any, you know, trash and garbage and all of that stuff. And so I was watching their footage, and they were posting along the way. He's posting, she's posting, van life everywhere. Really crazy. They're kissing in almost every picture that they have together. It's amazing how we are where we are when just like a few months ago they're posting all of these things as they're going to explore all these national parks. So yeah. Oh, no.
I mean, the fact that one female officer basically tried to talk Gabby out of being in the relationship anymore,
yeah,
and now says that she regrets that she didn't even kind of push harder, clearly there was something super dysfunctional. I mean, my first thought was maybe they were both, you know, like doing a lot of drugs and fighting and, you know, it seemed really, really toxic. And now,
so,
you know,
ends this and does, death. The universality of it, the lessons that can be learned, you just mentioned one of them. Women staying in relationships with men because they feel like they have to, mm-hmm. when it seems that there are a lot of different alternatives if one only searches them out. There are men who are brutalized. Men, you know, certainly there are women who are abusive as well, but not to the tune the number of men. What makes a man abusive in the first place? What's he grown up around? What sort of example did he have from his father or other men in the family? There's a whole thing about that in our country, especially. I was talking to a very good friend of mine whose mother passed away, and the funeral is actually today. Very Italian family, and you know, who's the boss, that kind of stuff. Things that have sort of dissipated over the years, but there's still the tradition of the man being in charge, and an era when women are certainly feeling as they ought to, equal, and yet there are a lot of people who think they ought not to. When you talk about the Taliban, that's a great example internationally, but there are plenty of men here in this country that objectify women, abuse women, take women for granted, don't know how to treat a woman, any number of things.
Well,
so,
you also don't know how to control their anger.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that's probably what this is going to be. I don't know if this guy set out to be a murderer, but they were obviously in a pretty intense relationship. They were obviously doing some fighting because people saw it.
Yeah.
And how do you tamp that down? Was it accidental? Was it intentional? Who knows? I mean, that's where they want to find this guy.
Right. Speaking of anger, I get pretty annoyed. I don't know if angry is the right word. I don't use the word mad when it comes to I'm angry about things that my children have to live with. And I do, too, if I choose to be in California for 3 or 4 months out of the year, which is what I do because my children are there. The governor has called on L.A. To conserve. Has anybody peeped about the idea that I extolled last week after watching Bill Maher come up with a very, very persuasive argument of actually putting pipelines in from the Midwest and the East Coast to pipe water into not only Los Angeles, but all around California to the...
Well, that's an idea. But the other idea is what Israel's doing. And the idea that Israel is desalinating.
Sure.
Yeah, that is going to be much cheaper than even piping. And I wouldn't be opposed to the idea of piping water in from places that have...
So is anybody carrying that water bucket? You know, that's the literally and figuratively.
Well, the water pipeline thing I've not heard. I have not heard that, but that's actually interesting because if the pipelines leak, which they all end up doing at some point, it's just water. So you're not going to ruin, you know, ecosystems and farming land and things like that.
Victoria,
so, yes.
While you were gone, we were talking about the number of pipelines. There are 80-some pipelines, almost 2 million miles of pipeline in the world, and most of them are here in this country, with pipes going here, there, and everywhere, and nobody pays any attention to it. So why in the name of heaven isn't there a pipeline from the Mississippi River, from the Ohio River, from the Delta, wherever, and the desalinization? All these phony environmentalists.
And
oh, it's going to be terrible.
Water.
Look at,
well, capturing water seems like a no-brainer.
I mean,
right?
The most
There are 54 oil rigs no more than 2 miles off the coast of California, starting up above Santa Barbara.
Ventura, Santa Barbara.
Yeah, right. The oil platforms that are there. So if you phony reality of the environmentalists, why didn't they stop that? They stopped the water, but they didn't stop the oil. Does that make any sense at all?
No. The other thing that is so ridiculous that we used to do here all the time is when we would have rain in the forecast, they would seed the clouds because you could see the clouds and then it rains more. And that was what they used to do in the 70s in California. But Then it started flooding. And so they were like, oh, well, we can't do this. Well, you know what? Some flooding would be okay right about now. We need some water. It's really dry. So there are all sorts of things you can do, but no one's pushing the button on doing it. So what do? They just put water restrictions on you, number one. And if you dare go past their water restrictions, then they're going to charge the heck out of you. We have multi-tiered rates for water. They tell you how much they think you should use, and if you use any more, they charge you sky-high prices.
Joe Biden was before the UN yesterday, and apparently he didn't take any questions from U.S. reporters, which annoyed them. I don't know who else were they asking questions of Boris Yeltsin? Boris Yeltsin.
Okay.
Boris Johnson?
Yes, he was there.
Boris Yeltsin?
Probably not.
He was there, yeah. He rubbed off of his beauty mark and then took off. No, that was Gorbachev. Okay, so he did his speech at the UN. Then he was back at the White House, and he had a meeting, a unilateral meeting, just, you know, the two of them with Boris Johnson. And Boris Johnson said, all right, we're going to take some questions. And Biden's like, yeah, good luck with that. And so Boris just took questions from the media overseas, and Biden didn't take one question from the American media. It's, I don't know.
Where is he?
It's very crazy.
All right, well, the whole thing is kind of crazy. Let's see here. The press secretary, I heard she was leaving. Yes, no? Saki?
No, not
yet. I haven't heard that.
Where did I come up with that?
She says she's got about a year in her, and I don't know if I have any more than that either for her.
It's a tough job.
It's a grueling job, and there's always a lot of turnover in that department.
All right, Jennifer, before you leave, I want to talk about the Haitians, the migrants, and what's going on here. 2,000 miles, I made this point earlier and it kind of fell on deaf ears, or I felt like it did. 2,000 miles from Haiti to Mexico. 4 hours to get there by plane. You need a lot of documents to enter, including like a Mexican tourist card, a tourist visa, a passport or something. So I would like to know, please, how 35,000 Haitians got to Mexico. 35,000.
No. Well, and this is, I wasn't ignoring your point. There are a couple of things.
Felt like
yes,
it.
Some are coming from Haiti, number one. The rest of these Haitians are coming through Chile, number two. And then to answer your point, these are not the poorest of the poor Haitians. These are people with money who just want an opportunity to get into the country. And so these are people who actually have some resources so that they can get themselves here, not the people who are suffering and don't have structures over their head because of the corruption in the government and because of all the natural disasters. So they've got resources is the answer.
Yeah, I just under the circumstances, though, it's just it's pathetic what we have going on, and it's pathetic.
I mean, that's just it. We've made the announcement that the doors are open, and so people come and they sit there and they wait, and then they're let in. If they have the wherewithal to hold out for a little bit, they're going to let in.
The DJV download current downloads include a discussion of Rodney King. And the fact that the fellow who filmed Rodney King back in the 90s passed away, that led us to talk about riots and what's gone on in Los Angeles and elsewhere because of that. Correlating it to George Floyd certainly is something. And then there's a lot of discussion of COVID, as is usually the case. You can listen free at djvshow.com to any of our podcasts. Actually, I thought this was a pretty stimulating conversation, decriminalizing psychedelic drugs. That was something that we talked about. So if you want our fix on that, and a lot of today's trending stories in the news that you can find in every episode of the DJV Show, go to the DJV Show download to listen to the DJV Show. You go to djvshow.com, and remember that the show repeats itself all day, every day, so you can hear the whole thing. Also, check out us on the place you get your podcasts. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAutoPart.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us, because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's a fire in the house, 23 after the hour, not in this house, but in a very important house. So we'll talk about the place that caught on fire and the attention that it garnered, and not necessarily for all the right reasons, right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. If you see something, say something is more than just a slogan. It's how we protect our communities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
To keep our communities safe, it's important for us to stay alert and report suspicious activity. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency. Be ready to describe what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why it was suspicious.
September 25th marks the 4th annual If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day, and DHS is encouraging everyone to participate.
Use hashtag CSayDay to post on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook to share why recognizing and reporting suspicious activity is important to you. You can also visit our website for more ideas and share important resources to inform others.
To learn more, visit dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Twenty-four after now, let's talk about what happened to the Superdome, Victoria. Mm-hmm. It caught on fire. How did it catch on fire? It was in the roof, I think, wasn't it? Does that have a dome on it? That's one of those stadiums that has
yes.
a retractable dome. A lot of electrical motors and stuff that move it back and forth. Is that what caught fire?
That's why I think they called it the Superdome, right?
Okay, thank you.
So the fire began in a gutter tub, I have no idea what that is, on the roof after a pressure washer had caught fire. So
they're probably washing the roof with a pressure washer, mm-hmm. and the gutters that take the water off of the roof in a rainstorm so that it doesn't collect on the roof, that's probably they have gutters like we do on our homes when they go around the circumference of the... I can see that, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Where there's water, why would there be fire? Is the question.
The motor, I guess, right, of the pressure washer?
Could be.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And so officials said that the fire had been, you know, has obviously been extinguished now, and damage to the stadium structure still being assessed, The New Orleans Fire Department says they were dispatched to the scene around 12:35 p.m., and they said they didn't think it looked like it caused any major damage. As for injuries, one person was transported to a nearby hospital with minor burns, so hopefully everything will be moving forward. The Saints have relocated out of New Orleans in the wake of Hurricane Ida, which, you know, if you follow the Saints, people have been following them along the way. So they moved their Week 1 game against the Packers from the Superdome to Jacksonville.
So what do they do with the people that hold tickets?
I think they honor those season tickets that you can go over to the other stadium. Yeah, they're treating it like it's their own stadium.
Yeah, but
temporarily.
Jacksonville is a long way from where the Superdome is.
Yeah.
Hello, you got to fly over there.
Right. Well, you know.
Easiest thing. Okay.
Football fans are, you know, they'll do it.
I know. Yeah, right. Okay. Next up is the announcement of the country-to-country lineup for next year. This is getting a lot of buzz on social media because of, I guess, who's going to headline, right?
Yeah, so the announcement came that the Country to Country 2022 is finally going to happen, and they're very happy. They are going to celebrate the return of live music to the UK and Ireland together. And so this is going to be Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, and Darius Rucker will be headlining all of the shows at London, Dublin, and Glasgow. And so Country to Country was delayed, obviously, because of COVID. Right now it's actually scheduled for March 11th through the 13th of next year, with performances also by Ashley McBride, Kit Moore, Brett Young, Scotty McCreery, Calista Clark, Runaway June, Russell Dickerson, and Tennille Towns. So those tickets are available right now. A lot of actual, you may ask, like, well, why are we talking about a concert over in the UK? Well, not, you know, as soon as hopefully COVID kind of figures itself out, a lot of people actually fly over to go to see those country festivals.
Right. Not that you can't get enough country music here. We got to go over there to get country music. Well, it's a nice trip. Great
they
place to go visit.
They love country music in England and Ireland.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God, they love it.
Yeah. 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the Del Rio area Tuesday, where thousands of migrants have gathered looking for a way into the United States. Abbott has recently asked President Biden to declare a federal emergency on the border, which would allow more federal resources to assist with the nearly 14,000 people who have gathered under the Del Rio International Bridge. The governor tells Fox News about the efforts he's undertaking as the state struggles to respond to the surge.
So here's what Texas is doing, because we know that Biden is not going to secure the border. So Texas is stepping up to secure the border. I signed a budget where Texas is providing $3 billion by the state of Texas to secure the border. And what we're doing with that helps stop the flow of people coming across that dam that you see there in Del Rio.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Sidney Powell, a former federal prosecutor and assistant United States attorney in the Western District of Texas, is claiming the deep state in Washington is willing to murder to block the Georgia election audit. Ms. Powell on a recent interview with the Andrew Womack podcast.
I think what we are dealing with here is pervasive and very, very dark. It's organized. It's well-funded. It's pure evil. They are willing to kill people, a la Kelly Loeffler's aide in Georgia, who was suddenly blown up in his car on the way to a rally for her. He happened to be dating Governor Kemp's daughter. Governor Kemp was considering, I think, at that point, a signature audit. And then the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent who was investigating that, he was the lead investigator, was suddenly dead within a week. And suddenly we don't hear anything else about any of that. We are talking about trillions of dollars of global wealth at issue here.
Novant Health, a North Carolina healthcare system, said it suspended hundreds of its employees after the firm implemented a COVID-19 vaccine mandate, adding that the workers who refused to get vaccinated will be fired after 5 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Duty. It's 34 after this, the Wednesday, September 22nd edition. As it goes on and on and on, you're going to hear the program all day, every day at djvshow.com, the program in its entirety. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here with me. The focus on the Biden presentation at the UN yesterday, I was just sort of doubling down on some of the things that I hadn't really looked into, Victoria, from his speech. One of the things that he promised in the speech was to make sure there was a lot of cash available for developing nations when it comes to combating the situation in the environment, whether climate change, whatever you want to call it. And I guess I just keep looking at all of these numbers and listening to all of these speeches, not only from him, but from other politicians and people promising to help by doing this, that, or the other thing, and just wondering, where do they think the money's coming from? How can you keep promising all of these things when we're so much in debt? And is there a practical side to this? Yeah, it's important for us to be aware of what's going on in our world, in our little universe called the Earth, the small little planet, third rock from the sun. And are we doing things that are not going to be helpful for the longevity of mankind? Absolutely. Are there other things going on that Mother Earth may have in store that will not be good for humankind? Absolutely. Because Mother Nature does her thing. We just happen to be here for a while. But you can be sure that in another 4 or 5 or 6 billion years, as the planet pursues its current course, there are going to be people like us wandering around on the planet. There just won't be. And so all of this stuff, you just wonder, what is this? Are we just chasing our tail? I think there are good, I think consciousness, and, you know, we throw so much money at stuff. We've created a religion and a huge business out of this. And, yeah, it may be good in some respects. It's consciousness, and we all need to have more consciousness, because being a real conservative, which is not too much, the people who call themselves conservatives don't really have a clue as to what the word actually means, but to save the nation from itself, or save us from ourselves, and to save the planet, if that's what you want to do, then you need to just be thinking more about what you do. That's all. I'm not a lecturer here. I'm not at the podium to pound on it and say, this is what you need to do. Well, I don't, but this, yeah, I guess I do say that. But with maybe to think about what you're doing. And one of the things that I've done on the farm, well, we serve ice cream all weekend, every weekend, to folks that come visit the farm, is to order, and it's very hard and also very expensive, to have those, the cartons that are biodegradable. I think it's like, they look like paper mache. And to have a stick of the ice cream sticks that you use, spoons and things, to be biodegradable. I think that that's important. I got a, I have a big, huge compost business now going on.
You can literally let the people finish their ice cream and throw that stuff into the compost pile, and it will be, it's all compostable. So that's really important. Yeah.
Well, it's my contribution because I'm thinking about it. I don't think we have to go off. You know, I think individually we have to think about it and stop having nanny government try to entice us to do what is just the right thing. Why don't you just do it because it's the right thing to do, not because somebody's bribing you with somebody else's money? That's all. Well, and so we're all
do the right thing because it, you know, it's
because
greedy.
They're selfish.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's everyone. I think everybody, pretty much in America, right? You can, I could safely say, maybe hopefully, that everybody knows that single-use plastics are bad. But yet, you know, you go to any fast food place, you go to get takeout from a restaurant, and they give you the plastic fork and the plastic spoon and the stuff that you probably don't even need. Yep. And then that's even wrapped in more plastic. And all of that just ends up in a landfill, or worse, it ends up in the ocean. I live on the beach, and all I do is just, every time I walk on the beach, I just pick up plastic that's washed in. It's all, it's everywhere.
But my question, Victoria, isn't about that. That's laudable and necessary and thoughtful. But the idea of throwing money at countries that don't have it to deal with the climate, to give $273 billion in tax credits for companies here in our country to do the right thing. I mean, think about it this way. Solar panels, wind turbines, whatever happened to water energy? Most of the plants in our country, most of the old plants that were built in the late 1800s and 1900s for World War I, when all of our capital went to fighting the war, all of those big old mills that were built alongside our rivers, they didn't have electricity that came through some wire. They created it themselves by building a turbine that was powered by the water, and that's how they got their electricity. And all of a sudden, that stuff stopped, and nobody knows why. I've asked this question 100 times to responsible people, and I've never got one satisfactory answer. Not one.
Well, don't we have large bodies of water? Like, doesn't the Hoover Dam actually lot of states?
Right, and that's the perfect example. I was just about to go there. Perfect example. How wonderful it works.
A lot of that water. Yeah, I mean, you have to have that. Does Niagara Falls power anything?
It used to. I don't know if it still does or not. Yeah. But you don't have to have those big things
for universality.
Yeah, well, yes, but you don't need a lot of water if there's a river going by. I mean, I could cite for you, I wish I'd have brought you there the other night, as a matter of fact, when we went to the Wayside Inn for dinner. Mm-hmm. I think driving down the road, On the right-hand side was the old Pepperidge Farm Mill. I didn't usually tell guests when I went over there. Well, anyway, it's right by the Wayside Inn. And it was built late 1700s, early 1800s. And for about 100 years, it ground all of the flour for Pepperidge Farm bread and whatever else they make, because Pepperidge Farm is a local company.
Cakes, cookies, all that stuff.
They did it all in this grist mill that's powered by the Sudbury River that flows into the reservoir that's next to the Wayside Inn. And that's all they needed, was the power from the river to run the grist mill, to grind the flour up, to grind up the corn and the other things, mostly it was corn flour. And so why do we not have that now? The water is there. It's like the water going to California. What's the matter with us? What in the world are we sitting on here? We have all the energy in the world, and we're not using it. The farmers are dying basically in Central California because they don't have any water. And what do we pay these politicians or bureaucrats for if they can't come up with as simple as, there's no excuse. I thought Bill Maher's presentation was fabulous when it came to why don't we pipe water from the East Coast and the West Coast, the East Coast and the Midwest to the West Coast. There's no good answer as to why not to do it. Not one good answer.
I could see that the red tape of other states having to give up their water supply to California, where California, really, if you want to make the argument, if I was a neighboring state, I would say, sure, California, we'll help you out. But you know what? You have to start capturing your own water. They don't even do that.
Okay, that's fine, too. And they should desalinate. And by the way, the water for Los Angeles isn't from California. It comes from the Colorado Rockies and is piped down from the Rockies to Los Angeles.
And that's still not enough.
Right. It's still not enough. That's why they have the Mulholland Drive and that area of north of the city. It is north and a little bit east. Mulholland Drive that goes across from the ocean all the way to the other side. I call it the other side of the hill. Mulholland was the one who engineered the aqueduct or the pipeline that moved the water from Colorado down into Los Angeles County. And so it's mindless. It is nuts. We are crazy, crazy, crazy in this country. Okay, speaking of crazy and talking about things that should be dispensed with in terms of plastic, McDonald's apparently not giving out any more plastic toys in their Happy Meals, but they're not going to stop until 2025. Why don't they stop today?
I know. Right. I guess they're going to phase it out, and they will continue to make toys, but they're going to be used. They're going to use everything that's recycled or bio based and plant derived. So I guess that takes a while to get that going.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is frustrating. It's like, okay, so it's another 4 years of a kid playing with
a
Happy Meal toy once, and then they throw it out, and it ends up in a landfill.
Right. Okay. Here's something. If you're like me and you like ice cream. Actually, Ben and Jerry's does make pretty good ice cream.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's pretty good ice cream.
It's my favorite, like, commercially bought.
Yeah, but it's not as good now since it was bought out by the big company. When the two guys were running it, ice cream was really much better than it is now. It always happens. The same thing happens. Somebody comes in, okay, we're going to cut this.
Haagen-Dazs isn't as good anymore either.
No.
Have you noticed that?
No. Yeah. Yep, I have, yeah. So anyway, Ben and Jerry's has a new flavor. Because of the People's Response Act, it's called Changes Brewing. I was thinking it was about beer, but it's not. Well, it is about coffee, right?
Yep, cold brew.
Basically,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love coffee flavored ice cream, and so this is a cold brew coffee ice cream with marshmallow swirls and fudge brownies. The fudge brownies, it's actually interesting. They went to, I believe it's a Brooklyn based cold brew coffee place, and so they got the coffee from them, and they got the fudge brownies from a different place that's a bakery that's famous for their fudgy brownies. So yeah, it sounds really delicious, but Ben and Jerry's is always behind behind different causes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so the People's Response Act is actually, it was proposed, it's legislation that was proposed by Representative Cori Bush, who's a Democrat of Missouri, and so it seeks to curb the disproportionate share of police violence against people with mental illnesses and other health issues, and we've seen how many stories of someone having a mental breakdown and they end up shot and dead in the middle of the street because the cops are just not equipped to handle it. So this new act would pump money into Health and Human Services to be the ones to be the first responders, which I think would be helpful.
A lot of controversy about the Texas abortion bill and abortions being performed and what's legal and what isn't legal. And ancillary to that, the announcement from Uma Thurman that this is an op-ed piece that appeared in the Washington Post. She was writing an essay about the Texas abortion ban and admitted that she had an abortion in her late teens. And I guess I wonder, as a man, wondering how many women have gone through that horror and haven't shared it, haven't had anybody to share it with. They've done it on their own, sometimes out of fear, sometimes out of lack of knowledge. Sometimes it's a smart decision. But I thought it was interesting that it was sort of coupled together. That and I don't know whether this gives women more freedom or they feel better about making the decision. But I know the Texas thing is certainly controversial and a long way from being solved.
Well, the interesting thing about the Texas lawsuit is the doctor who came, and by the way, I'm happy that you mentioned that about Uma Thurman and women, and you people don't realize, but nearly one in four women in the United States will have an abortion by age 45. Yeah. And so that's a much larger number than I think a lot of people realize. But separately, though, the interesting thing is the doctor in Texas who wrote the op-ed anonymously, who said, admitted that he was continuing to perform abortions for women who needed it. And so the guy who actually sued him, I don't know if you guys talked about this while I was on vacation, but the guy who actually sued him is not anti-abortion. He actually is an attorney himself, and he said, this new Texas law is so unconstitutional, let's speed up the process. So I'm gonna put out the first lawsuit,
get it
into court, and then let's see, because if not, it'll just meander around, and it could be years and years of women being denied their constitutional right. And if it ends up going to the Supreme Court and then Roe v. Wade is upheld, which at this point it seems to be, I don't know, it's kind of 50-50. Yeah. But if it is upheld, then, all these women for the last couple of years will have been denied their constitutional right. And there's nothing you can do about it. You don't get reparations for that. It's horrible. And this whole stupid addendum to this new law that, pitting citizens against citizens and making vigilantes.
Used to be with the IRS. Let's rat out your neighbor. It's pretty much.
Except this is a lot worse than the IRS.
Un-American. 48 after the hour on the DJV program. Halitrin.
A lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Mm-hmm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program, Victoria Keelan and I are going to welcome Charles Curry to the fold with some remembrances about past television programs. Tucker, as you know, is an expert when it comes to videos and movies that we find entertaining, including Chuck himself is pretty entertaining, as he'll prove to you right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it, and how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Who doesn't recognize that theme? No matter what your age, the theme from Charlie's Angels has gone over decades and generations, including the most recent Charlie's Angels movie, which I think was in the fall of 2019, was it not? I remember Elizabeth
Kirsten Stewart. That movie didn't do very well. But this day in TV, I'm going to list some premieres on network television this day. This day in TV history, September 22nd, 1976, Charlie's Angels premiered, Doug, on ABC. Can you remember the original three angels?
Catherine. No, I can see them.
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett,
who became Smith. A big name in the industry. Kate Jackson, and Jacqueline Smith.
Right.
Yep. Jacqueline Smith went on to make a ton of money with a clothing line I believe Kmart, right? She made a lot of money off that.
Both in the 80s, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other premieres in history. Family Ties premiered this day, 1982, Michael J. Fox. I love that show. It was terrific. Baywatch, Doug, which we both loved, premiered this day, 1989. NBC. Here's the thing. It premiered on NBC, Baywatch. The ratings weren't very good, and it got canceled, and then it got picked up in syndication. It was one of the most successful syndicated TV shows of all time. Did very, very well in syndication.
Hasselhoff was the mind behind that, and he made tons of money. And is very popular.
I must admit, the show was fluff, but I enjoyed it. I just want to state that for the record. Yes.
Yeah.
Friends premiered this day, 1994. I think that did pretty good, Friends. What do you think?
Very nicely done for that bunch. Yes, right.
Here's another one, 1999. Show you love, West Wing, premiered on NBC.
That's a fabulous
very good show. One of the most well-written shows of all time, no?
Very good. Yep.
And one other. Mm-hmm. This day, this is one of my all-time favorite TV shows. This day in TV history, September 22nd, 2004, Lost premieres on ABC. Matthew Fox. Matthew Fox was awesome on that show. He just signed a deal to be in another TV show now, but he's been dormant.
He had some personal issues.
I know.
Yeah.
But I just think he killed it on that show.
He was great.
With Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
That whole cast was really good. I love that show.
Yeah.
She's bring back memories,
Doug. Tamale. Anyway, what?
Did you ever watch Lost, Doug?
Once or twice, that's where I found out about Evangeline Lilly.
Yeah.
And the other guy who starred in it had been a longtime character actor. And I'm trying to remember his name, bald guy.
Yeah,
he was the lead.
He played John Locke in that.
Right.
What's
that his name? No, he's been in everything.
Terry O'Quinn.
Terry O'Quinn. Correct.
Yeah, that character was awesome. He was. That whole cast was fantastic. And it was the fact that they kept that going. I think for 6 years, and kept the mystery. I loved the last episode. Some people find it divisive. It's a divisive episode, but I thought it was ultimately Jack's show, which is Matthew Fox, and I loved the last episode of Lost. Great show.
Yeah. And how many remember the first scene of the airliner that crashed? You know what kind of a plane it was? Obviously, I'm the only one who remembers that. It was an old Delta 1011.
Well, okay.
Yep, there you go.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.